You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 46, 2024. Are you wishing or having faith?
Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast in 2024, first episode. Yay! I hope you had a really great new year and lots of really fun celebrations. I do want to remind you, I for sure have two more free group coaching calls happening on Thursday. So one today and one next week. At the time of recording, I still have not decided whether or not it will be extended, but you can go to the show notes to get the login information for that call. And you can also go to my website, youarelimitless.ca, to get that information. And don't forget to share it with friends. It's a really great opportunity. Okay, 2024, it's a new year. It's the time of New Year's resolutions, and maybe you're feeling excited and maybe you're feeling preemptively discouraged and why bother? It never works. I do it for a little bit and then I stop. Well, I have to be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. I'm kind of in the boat of, well, if you want to do something, why wait for a new year? Because if you have to wait for a new year and it's November, then you have to wait two more months. So I hope that you will come back and listen to this, or maybe you're going to listen to it for the first time, not at the beginning of the new year. Take this for any time at all. Actually, one of the things I love about being a member of the church and with renewing our baptismal covenants every single Sunday for the most part, is that that's really when we have a new beginning. And really, because we can repent and start improving anytime, every single moment is a new time to start improving. So that's just my little two cents there. What I want to talk to you today about is the difference between wishing and having faith. And this is something that has been like really interesting for me to discover. And I think even just hearing the word wish versus faith, you'll already see some differences. So I want to share with you some things that I have thought of that when I think of what it means to wish for something, kind of what it means. When I hear someone else say, oh, I just really wish, insert whatever it is, it's almost always a desire for something to be different. And you want it to be now. And you want it to happen without any effort, and you don't want to have to have any responsibility to make it happen. And so it's very much outside of yourself, and you have no intent to make it happen. Now, this is not an inherently wrong or bad thing to do, right? Wishing can be really fun, and it's, you know, we teach even young kids, like, blow out your candles and make a wish, right? So I don't want you to think that wishing is bad. Go ahead and wish. It's fun sometimes, right? But where I see this being a problem is when we have this desire for something and we kind of stay in wish mode for a long time, maybe even kind of forever, right? And so a lot of things that I hear quite commonly and see are comments like, I wish I was 20 pounds lighter. I wish I had more money. I wish my kids wouldn't fight so much. I wish I was healthier, more fit. I wish I was stronger. I wish I had more friends. I wish I was more patient. I wish my testimony was stronger. Right? So these things that are all really good desires, but we're in this realm of wishing for it to be different. And when we're in that realm of just wishing something, again, remember, we just want that change to come now, and we don't want to put any effort into it, and we don't want to take the responsibility for it. we don't have any intention of truly making that desire happen. So why is that a problem? Well, when you're in wish mode for a long time, it's kind of like you're stuck in neutral. If you've got your car in neutral, you can't accelerate. You can't go anywhere very far. You know, if you're going downhill, but that's not life. Life is uphill. So it's kind of like you're stuck in neutral. And it's maybe even really easy to get into reverse. Why is that? It's because you're not using your power, you're not using your agency that you've been given to work towards that desire. You've placed that responsibility, you've placed that power outside of yourself. Now, this is especially harmful when you are wishing that something that occurred in the past didn't happen. You can wish and wish and wish that you didn't lose that job or you didn't have this encounter with a certain person, right? Like, whether it be something minor or something major, you can spend all your energy wishing it didn't happen. But it did happen, right? If we're looking at weight or money, like, you can wish to be a certain weight or wish to have a certain amount of money, but that's not going to get you anywhere, because you're putting that power outside of yourself. And so, you know, it's hearing things. This is my husband all the time, and I laugh at him a little bit on the inside. He's like, I'm still waiting for that rich uncle to leave me a bunch of money, right? Who doesn't wish they had a rich uncle to leave them money? It's things like, so like this power and responsibility outside of yourself, right? So like, it's the rich uncle's responsibility. It's until you have a better job. It's until your kids get older. It's until sweets become unappealing. It's until the holidays are past. It's until you're less busy. And so you're waiting for all of these outside things to like align in order for you to be at this desired outcome. And one of the dangers with being in this wishing mentality for so long is then it's really easy to then go into, well, it's too late. I'm never going to be motivated. I'm never going to be in the mood to go do whatever it is to get to that desired place. So wishing for something can be fun, and I don't think it's bad. I think it's, I'm going to go into it in a little bit more detail in a minute here. But what I want to help you realize is that when you are always only wishing for something to be happening or to be somewhere, is that it's very disempowering for you, because it's dependent on everything outside of you, or for you to just suddenly be in the mood to go do something. But the reason why I think wishes are actually really important is that it can be a step in achieving desires and goals. So I can't remember where I first heard this from, but I've heard it several times and I really love it. And it's the idea that the desires that we have within us have been placed there by Heavenly Father. So if you've got something that's been on your mind or a wish that you've had for a really long time, I want to invite you to take the time to really consider, do you want to achieve that desire and why? And when you start this or think about getting started on it, you may find that this actually leads to some self-doubt. I know that this is what I experience a lot, and I see it happen in other people too. If it is like we begin to doubt that it is a good desire, right? Or maybe we're like, okay, I do know that this I cannot speak today. Thanks for being patient with me. maybe we can recognize that it is a good, righteous desire, but then we start to doubt our own ability and say things to ourselves like, I can't. It's too hard. This is so hard. I have no willpower. I have no time, right? We have all of the excuses in the world. We may even still be blaming things outside of ourselves, like holidays or birthdays or our job or our children, right? There's an endless array of circumstances that
we can see as barriers that will stop us from ever being able to achieve what we want to do. So then there's, I love applying the scriptures to everything. And it's been so exciting for me to just see how gospel principles apply in every single area of life. So if you've taken the time to really consider, do I want to achieve this desire? And you're experiencing a lot of doubt, I want you to go ahead and go to Alma chapter 32 and consider his invitation to have faith. I'm going to read a couple of verses from there. The first is verse 22, or part of it. He says, talking about Heavenly Father, he desireth in the first place that ye should believe, yea, even on his word. And then in verse 27, exercise a particle of faith. Yea, even if ye can no more than desire to believe, let this desire work in you, even until ye believe in a manner that ye can give place for a portion of my words. Okay, so maybe now you're thinking, well, that's about the gospel. Yeah, it is. You're totally right. Now let's go back to, what if it's true that this desire, this wish that you have inside of you has been placed there by God? Then is that not something that is worth believing in? So if that wish really is from God, then that invitation to believe on his word and to even just desire to believe on his word, it applies, it counts. So I'm a list maker and I find that they are very helpful. So go ahead and make a list. Why would Heavenly Father want this for me? So think about, maybe you have that goal to lose weight. Maybe you have that goal to increase your income. Maybe you have that goal to yell less at your kids. Maybe you have a goal to build a business, right? Or to run a marathon. Like, it really, you can apply it to anything that you have. Education. So I want you to make a list. Why would Heavenly Father want this for me? And really take the time and consider, like, what are all of the ways that I would grow? What are all of the ways that I could do good? What are all of the ways that I, my family, and others would be blessed? Now go make your other list. This is the list that you're probably spending a lot more time in, if you're anything like me. Why would Heavenly Father not want this for me? And maybe you'll write down an idea that's been floating around in your head, and then you'll realize, oh, there's actually no other reasons. And that reason that you did write down, when you really think about it, you might even question whether or not that's true. So, I don't know. Maybe that's not for every goal. This is assuming that you have a desire that, you know, is good, which I'm assuming that you do. Anyways, so your list about why Heavenly Father would want this desire fulfilled for you is probably going to be decently long. And that list of why Heavenly Father would not want that for you is probably going to be pretty short. So now is where you get to decide if you want to turn your wish into a goal that you have faith in, that you have faith that it can be achieved, that it will be achieved, and that you will be able to do it, and that you are going to receive divine help for it. Faith is an interesting one for me to try to put into the model. Others may be a lot more comfortable with it. Sometimes I think of faith as the feeling, and sometimes I think of faith as the action. And part of the reason for me why faith seems more like an action thing is because I never think of for myself as, I feel faith right now. What my experience is feelings of assurance or hope or determination or something similar like that. So maybe the word faith is the all-encompassing word for all of those emotions. I don't know. If that works for you, go ahead, put it in the feeling line. But we also know that faith is a principle of action, that faith without works is dead. And so then it makes sense that faith perhaps goes in that feeling line. And because our feelings are what fuel our actions, this
brings that whole idea of faith without works is dead to life so much more for me. Because when you're feeling faith, but you don't act on it, it doesn't do anything for you. But when you're feeling faith, you take action, you take the steps to achieve that goal, to achieve that desire. And so now you've gone through the work of saying, yeah, this is actually a good desire that God has given me. And I'm going to choose to believe that He wants this for me and I can do it. And so what are your actions going to look like? You are going to start taking the steps to achieve this goal. And here's what I really want to point out. This includes going to the Lord and accessing the grace that is made available to us because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, that enabling power of Jesus Christ. So anyone who is listening who's maybe not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, our understanding of grace is that it is power from God who helps us do what we cannot do on our own. And so faith is, it's like believing that you can do something, right? When we're looking at having a desire and you take responsibility for making it happen and you take action to make it happen and you're okay with it taking time and you go to God for that help, for that grace. And I think what is so amazing about this is it places so much power back onto you. And so that you're not wishing anymore, you're actually moving towards making this happen. So here's kind of like a simple little four-step thing for the actions that I think taking, or the actions that come from choosing to have faith. And this is like when you go to Heavenly Father for that help. So this is kind of my process, and you can use it or you can adjust it, whatever you want. So number one, I tell Him my desire, even if it's unclear. And then the second thing I do is ask for guidance, right? Like, I've told you what I want, but what do you have to say on it? And the third thing is to do that one small, simple thing. And step four is to repeat the process. I really love what President Nelson has been teaching the last conference and then again at the Christmas devotional about thinking celestial. And that can be a whole podcast in itself. But I think it is a celestial way of thinking to believe that our good desires are divinely given and that we do have the capability of achieving them because we do have access to Jesus Christ. One of the things that I have learned to appreciate also is that Heavenly Father will move with us at the speed that we are willing and able to go. And doing one small, simple thing I have found to be very powerful because then it's sustainable. And I know that for me, life coaching has been a tool that I have been blessed with to be able to learn and grow and become. And perhaps that will be a small, simple thing that you are prompted to do. A life coach can help you discover the thoughts and beliefs that are blocking you, can offer you new thoughts that can help you. You can have so many amazing insights during a coaching session. And it's just a tool. It's an option. It may be right for you. It may not be right for you. But I want to let you know that it has been an incredible tool for me and has helped me to apply the gospel in such an amazing way and a very beautiful way. And here's the last thing I want to say about when you choose to have faith in achieving a desire. Of course, you have faith in Jesus Christ, but it also requires faith in yourself and in your own ability to rely on the Lord and to do some hard things and to have faith that you will be helped in doing those hard things. I recently have had some experiences where I learned some really cool things, and I wanted to share with you a little bit of it. You may realize that a desire that you have is divinely given, and you may choose not to pursue it at this time. And this is a little bit of an answer to prayer that I received one time. I want to share it with you. This is a desire I have put in you. If you want and are ready to pursue it, you will succeed. If you choose not to pursue it at this time, you will still be blessed. But there are some blessings that I will not be able to give you at this time. Every blessing comes through obedience to a law. When you are ready to live the law, you are qualified for the blessing. So regardless of what that goal, desire is that you have, because God works on divine principles and divine truths, when you are really, truly ready to live into that law, then you qualify for the blessings that come from it. And it's not about achieving the goal. It is about learning and becoming. If you had that rich uncle who gave you $20,000 or $100 million, however much it is, or if you had a genie come and grant your wish to be at your ideal goal weight, you wouldn't keep that money and you wouldn't keep that weight off because you have not had the opportunity to become that person. And what a beautiful blessing it is that we get to work towards our goals, that we can change our wishes into goals and have faith that we can achieve them so that we can become that person worthy of that blessing. All right, everyone, that is what I've got for you. Enjoy your week. I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others. Rate it and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at youarelimitless.ca. See you soon.